USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Europe and the U.S. still concerned that the Kremlin will invade Ukraine at any moment. They're warning Russia that if it goes through with it, there will be sanctions. Ukraine's president wants to know why aren't sanctions being issued now if everyone's so sure that an invasion will happen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken answered that on NBC's Meet the Press.
We continue to try to build everything we can to deter him from the course that he's now set on. And until the last minute, there is still an option to for him to pull back. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to prevent a war.
Blinken adds that to issue sanctions now would lessen the effect on Russia. Queen Elizabeth II testing positive for the coronavirus. Buckingham Palace said the 95-year-old monarch is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but expects Her Majesty to continue with light duties over the coming weeks. Australia will open to international tourists on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroof from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat. And I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
One police officer is dead, another was injured when the helicopter they were traveling in crashed. It happened Saturday evening near Newport Beach, California. The Huntington Beach Police Department said the officers were responding to an incident when the chopper crash-landed in the water. Chief Eric Parra announced the death of 44-year-old Nicholas Vela, a 14-year veteran of the department.
The Huntington Beach Police Department and the law enforcement community have lost an officer that was truly dedicated to his job, that was doing what he loved doing.
The second officer is in critical condition. The crash is under investigation. A shooting happened during a protest against police killings in Portland, Oregon, Saturday. One person was killed and five were wounded. The city's police bureau says the gunfire appeared to be a confrontation between armed protesters and an armed homeowner, so indicates a preliminary investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
For the first time in more than 3 weeks, the streets of the Canadian nation's capital is quiet. A heavy police presence has taken the place of a trucker convoy in Ottawa. The protests were against COVID-19 protocols like vaccine mandates. Police say they are in the process of towing vehicles from the downtown core and urge everyone to avoid the area. As of late this morning, nearly 200 arrests have been made and more than 50 vehicles related to the protests have been towed. A rodent infestation at a regional warehouse has prompted discount store chain Family Dollar to recall a wide range of products, including food, cosmetics, and medical devices. The products were sold between January 2021 and February of this year in stores across six states, those states being Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Concerns about the infestation has led to the closure of the warehouse, which is located in West Memphis, Arkansas, and more than 400 stores. Renting is coming at a premium. According to a Realtor.com analysis, across the 50 largest metro areas, median rent for properties with two or more bedrooms rose more than 19% between December 2020 and December 2021. Miami saw the biggest jump, with a median rent of $2,850 a month. That's nearly 50% higher than the previous year. More news anytime, log on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.